Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
No topic too absurd, no statement too asinine. We are Nerdy Jersey's finest. That's right, Nerdities. Coming live and direct to your ear parts. I am Mike, joined as ever by
Justin.
We may get some intermittent Kyle, but we don't have him right now. We do, however, have a
Finn.
And on the ones and zeros, we have
Joe.
I like that one. I'm going to run with that one from now on.
Yeah.
Get used to that one.
The binary's nice.
Yes, right. Okay.
Yeah, I can agree. Oh, binary. Never mind.
Either way, it all applies.
What if we say, like, it's Joe Boop, or Joe Beep Boop, and he just goes, boop, boop, be-doop, boop, boop. Right? Bring that back.
R-Joe-D-2. Maybe that would work.
That I think.
Yeah.
But can you whistle, Joe?
Not well.
You neither. No. That was the best I could do right there. I'm actually shocked it was that good.
Your whistle was better than mine.
Joe, you just put your lips together and blow.
Not good at it.
Big, juicy lips. Oh, we got a Kyle. Gotta keep
it. Nice.
How are we doing?
We're on the intro.
Not good. Not good.
What you?
So, yeah.
You're looking. Your sound. You're looking. Your sound.
So
great.
I'm on the phone now.
I'm doing well. How are you, Kyle?
Great.
Nice. I like your shirt.
Thanks. I like your face.
Thanks, man. Where'd you get that shirt? At the Diesel store.
Okay, all right. Everybody. Anybody have anything they have to get off their chest, or do you want to just get into, like, a show?
It's a very large apple.
Hold on, let me see. They say you should always feel.
Both sides. Cup underneath.
Uh-huh. Underneath?
I have an area. Yeah, you got a cup underneath. I have area, too, these days. I gotta start working out. I'm getting voluptuous.
Nice. Yeah, I'm good. Nothing off my chest.
All right, cool.
Don't forget to check your testes, too, kids.
I think I have some crumbs.
Bring it down a notch. When it happens, we like to start the show, just get it out of the way. We got a couple rest in pieces to bring up. A couple of important folks in genre, I guess you could say, in two different genres. Right out of the gate, Michael Virgil Jones. That's right, Virgil. From old school WWF. That's right, I'm saying fucking F. And then WCW. He was an early days member of the NWO.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Vincent, yes. You know why he was called Vincent?
No, I just know it wasn't his real name.
No. It was a fuck you to Vince.
Oh. Makes sense.
The name Virgil was someone's middle name who was like a promoter or something. And that's why Vince named him that as like a poke. So when he moved someplace else, they moved it to his name as a poke.
I heard it because he wasn't invited to the poo parties. He's like, fine, I'm Vince now.
Wow.
Sorry.
Poo parties are never going to go away. That's going to be a smear on his legacy.
And a bunch of people's foreheads. That's why no one wants to come forward. Like,
that's some embarrassing shit.
What South Park episode was it when they're like, they broke the dam and they're like, we broke the dam, and everyone's like, I broke the dam. Everyone's gonna come forward and it's like, I got shit on.
Oh, yeah.
I got shit on. Everyone's gonna admit it. The Rock's gonna come forward like, yeah, I got the doo-doo train too.
How obsessed was Vince with his ass? How many years there? How long was it going on that people had to kiss his ass to stay in the show?
You know,
I don't know.
Looking back on it now, that should have been a dead fucking giveaway.
Yeah.
He's very ass-oriented. What did Billy Gunn become?
The ass man.
Whatchamacallit, did they get extra money for, like, having a storyline with Rikishi? Because that whole storyline was absolutely, positively insane. He would just give you the stink face, and everyone would be,
he would shove his ass in your face. And then, like, that was an attack.
But, like, do you get extra cash? Does he slip you an envelope at the end of the show? Like, thanks.
I'm pretty sure some consideration was made if you got stink faced, unless you were getting stink faced as a punishment.
Because I could see pulling an HBK being like, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Like Chuck Berry. Pay me my money.
In cash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at 61 years old, Michael Jones, a.k.a. Vincent. Sucks, man. His career over the last 20 years or so hasn't been great. It became a meme. Sucks to be Vincent. Sucks to be Virgil. But hopefully things are better for him at the end. And on the comedy side of things, Richard Lewis. For our generation, probably best known as Prince Richard and Robin Hood Men of Tights.
Prince John.
Prince John, that's right, it was King Richard. Prince John.
The man got me hooked on juice boxes.
How's that?
Oh, you don't remember Bo Koo?
Oh, I totally remember Bo Koo.
Oh, yeah.
He was a part of a ad campaign for Bo Koo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't remember this.
Like, after they announced that he died, I went back and I rewatched Men in Tights, and my God, he was funny.
Who here was old enough to have seen his sitcom?
Yes. I remember his sitcom.
With Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Anything But Love. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was really funny.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
How old is he? Anybody have his number? I think I snapped that one.
He was
right? Like 70, wasn't he?
Like Richard there. Lewis was
76.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speed.
Vinny was holy shit. Vinny was right about something.
He did.
My recall's pretty good.
Yep. Right before he
would you say
died,
it's total?
I just remember I when I saw it when it first happened, I was like, oh, I didn't realize he was 76. And that's the end of my story now.
Thank you.
Yeah, he did finish filming the final season of Curb before he died.
Do you think they do a little memorial thing at the end? Or that show?
Yeah.
Is it too, like, schmaltzy on that show?
No, I think because he was such a big figure in comedy, and I think they would.
Keep it classy, but still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Classy. Both of those, very unfortunate. Very surprising. I think back-to-back, too.
Yeah, it was back-to-back.
No casting, as far as I know, this week. No. Did you get some casting?
Yeah.
Please, do cast away.
We were made privy to Hamill and Conroy's Batman and Joker coming back for Crisis on Infinite Earths, Part 3.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's fun. Wendell Pierce was cast as Perry White in the now renamed Superman.
The one that we don't care about.
Mm-hmm. And well, what? Then?
Perry White doesn't really matter.
Fuck.
How big was his role in Smallville?
He's in it for a season.
I think like 2 episodes, and that's it.
He became recurring, didn't he? Like every once in a while he'd pop up?
Yeah.
Nope. I just rewatched it, and my recall's pretty spot on right now with 76, so don't Google it. Don't Google it. Let's move on. No, I think Perry White's obviously important to the Daily Planet. I'm seeing in the grand scheme of the movie. Lane.
Oh, why?
Get a deadline. And then he's going to walk away. Did and then he's like, oh, whoa.
Did you read the script already?
No, I just know.
No, you
and
don't. No,
he's going to have lines, and they're all going to get cut.
You're just
talking
out your ass.
Nah, Nah, dude. Yeah, who do you think has more lines, Jimmy Olsen or Perry White?
I bet they have almost the exact same amount of lines. They're both important supporting characters.
Yeah, we'll see
they
what happens.
They round out the Daily Planet family.
Mm-hmm. They're as important as Bat Pewter. I would imagine Bat Pewter is more important.
Bat Pewter is important, but it's not like he, you know, computer's a character. Like
yes, it is. Gotham's Lego Batman.
And I have Kumail Nanjiani was added to the cast of Only Murders in the Building.
Yes. I saw that too. Happy now.
I am.
And not only do you got Eugene Levy, that season 4 is going to be pretty awesome.
Hey, Vinny's not too far off. He was only in 3 episodes of Smallville. But Smallville is before he's Superman.
What about The Adventures of Superman? His main character.
Touché.
Great Caesar's ghost.
Joe, you know what, dude? We've been working on a pretty good fucking report, bro. We could have just let this whole thing pass. You could have brought this up at a later date because Superman's not even filming yet.
Things feel normal.
You just came up behind me at the orgy and you, without consent, fucked me.
Well, we know how Joe feels about consent, man.
Yeah, we established that. It's not a good thing.
But that was also the 50s.
He came up and shit on your forehead and then made you finish.
Ew.
Yeah.
He showered. He got all clean and then came back in and started up again.
He said, don't move. Wait there for 20 minutes.
It'll dry up a little bit.
Will he have a bigger part than Lawrence Fishburne in Batman v Superman?
Absolutely.
Most likely.
No.
I'm trying to do it right. Although he did have that we're trying to save people sequence at the end.
Yeah.
But maybe around the same amount. But will he be as emotionally impactful? I think more. I'm going to call more.
Does this guy have the Lawrence Fishburne chops?
That's good.
He's good.
What's he in?
Oh, what the hell has he been in? I've seen a lot of stuff. Pretty sure he was on... Damn it, he was on House for a while, right?
Double checking.
What am I doing? IMDb right in front of my face.
I know, I'm looking at it too. I'm like, okay, he's not in the list's top. Well, there is Wendell Pierce.
He's one of those dudes. Like, you see his face, like, oh, that guy. Yeah. He's been in so many things.
He was on The Wire.
He was on The Wire. He was in
That's
Suits.
That's right, that was his claim.
Waiting to Exhale.
He was in Juice?
Treme.
Was it Steel?
He was in It Could Happen to You.
He's in Selma.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, he's Tom Clancy's boss on the new Jack Ryan show.
Chicago PD. Bro, he was in Hackers, okay?
Wait, he was in... Yeah, he was the cop in Hackers?
Yep.
Dude, he was in Sleepers.
So,
he was in Sleepers, the one with Aykroyd, and... Oh, I love that.
So, boom.
Ray Donovan.
There you go.
The Michael J. Fox show? Bona fides, left and right. I'm all about this dude.
The Money Pit?
That was his first movie.
He was in a Twilight film.
Bad,
he even does shit.
Bad Moms. Underrated fucking comedy.
Malcolm X.
So, Vinny, this just goes to prove that you don't know. You don't know good stuff. Wendell Pierce, coming in hot.
Oh, I'm not tarnishing the actor at all. I'm tarnishing the role itself. Like, it's a great role to land. But if you ask me, is he going to have, like, a decent role? No, he's going to be like, well, I was there, like, for a month, and they kept one scene. They cut all my scenes.
Enough of your blasphemy.
Not blasphemy. I'm just spitting facts, Doc. I've been spitting facts.
James Gunn gives everybody a story arc, so he's going to have at least 3 scenes where stuff happens. One thing happens to him that sets shit up. One thing happens to him where he has to face adversity. And then when he comes out the other side of it, at least 3 things are going to happen to him. So that's at least...
You can nail that in a 30-second clip.
Could. At least got
a
call.
Story. It's late. he gets Lane to get it in, and then Lane gets it in, and then it's over. Goes back to his office.
Then the explosion happens.
Yeah, then there's an explosion.
Go ahead. He's in Bullworth. Oof. All over the place. Okay, that's all the casting, right? Cool. Two trailers. More Garfield trailer. Who gives a shit about this?
My 2-year-old.
No!
Yo, so he's watching one of the learning song things that we dance to every morning on YouTube. And the commercial kicked in. And what is the commercial? The Garfield trailer. And I go to turn it off, and he's just fucking... Boom. Now, this could partially be my fault, because we've been watching Garfield and Friends episodes on Tubi.
Okay, so he's got some familiarity to it.
Yes.
But as soon as you hear Garfield, giant air quotes, talk, he should just disconnect from it. He's like, that's not Garfield.
He should, but he doesn't. No. Cause he
Mario?
Just sees,
why is Mario talking like
Because he
Garfield?
Just sees cat and dog.
I think Chris Pratt's doing a fantastic job.
Positive Vinny.
By the way, I heard rumor mill that a big reason Pratt's in the running for Batman is because Pratman
He's not
sounds like a fantastic
to
moniker to attach to the project. It markets itself. And Gunn, he loves to market it.
He can't.
Pratman?
If he did that, though. Can you imagine if he cast him as Batman?
It's totally wrong for the character. He's
totally wrong.
Is it Justin?
Yes, it is.
It's a whole new dynamic.
I'll take Pratt as a 40-year-old warden of the state.
No, Pratman.
You know what? I'm not saying I want it to happen. He's done too much. He's too many places. But he could pull it off. I'm saying he could pull it off.
No, he couldn't.
I want to see him do it. But I have faith that he could do it.
I'd rather see him as I'd rather see him as the Joker than him as the fucking Batman.
No.
Yeah.
No, a goofy ass Joker like
yeah.
that.
Mm. Give me Cesar Romero style.
The Joker's karate hour.
Yeah.
Rumor mill, dude. Just keep an open mind, man.
Shut it.
Okay, thank you for that, Garfield. I see the TV glow is one that I put in the group. I'm not sure if everyone checked it out.
It's too weird.
It's one of those A24 headpiece rides that I may not watch, but I could best describe it as a Cronenberg-y Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is already a little Cronenberg.
I don't even know what the fuck it was supposed to be about.
The description I read is a kid's show starts to bleed into reality and vice versa, and it's kind of a fucked up kid show, obviously. A little bit of Five Nights, like, this is art house Five Nights at Freddy's, basically. Ooh, that was a lot of spit. Wow, look at that lit up.
That's huge. Triple H, take it easy over there.
Seriously, it's all about the game.
I can't help it.
It's gross.
It happens.
It's real gross.
How's your camera right now? Is it blocked? You might want to wipe that down.
No, my camera's fine. That way.
A commercial. Are you tired of sneezing?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Do you sneeze a lot? and the Wild Robot. The Wild Robot looks kind of like Wally, Baymax, but seems to have the voice of Lupita Nyong'o.
Who is it?
The only voice in the whole thing is Lupita Nyong'o, but maybe that's she's character and this thing doesn't talk, or she is the voice of the robot. It kind of sounded robot-y. I'm not sure.
Well, if you're gonna get a robot voice, it's got to be Vin Diesel or Steve the Pirate.
Gar, Scurvy.
Well, no, Steve the Pirate was iRobot.
He was that
yeah.
too.
It's also like every secondary Disney character for like the last 15 years.
Every animated bird.
Dude, that guy in
2015.
He, whatchamacallit, he found his niche, man. He's been, like,
he's in everything. All over
the
place.
Alan Tudyk's the man.
Yeah.
He's utility. He's absolutely like, oh, no, mm-hmm. we need someone who could do anything.
He played Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. In that, that show, it was, like, it's set in a DC universe, but it was, like, people who worked in, like, the in case superhero things happen.
Their version of Damage Control. Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Okay, so there's no character names associated with this thing, but here's the cast of The Wild Robot. Pedro Pascal, Stephanie Hsu, HSU, I kind of wrecked her. She's got one of those
She's been profile in stuff.
Pictures that's really far away, so I can't make her out. Lupita Nyong'o, Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill, hello. Catherine O'Hara.
Is it time to change?
It is. Ving Rhames, Matthew Berry, and Kit Connor. What the frick Kit Connor is.
Is Pedro Pascal entering the Pratt territory for Justin? Is Justin about to start hating Pedro Pascal?
No, I love Pedro Pascal.
For now.
Stephanie Hugh was in Everything Everywhere All at Once. She was in Shang-Chi. Fall Guy. Hi, dogs.
Hi, Emily.
Say
goodnight.
Hey.
Good
night. Hey. Really good.
Love you.
Really good. I definitely want to check this thing out.
Oi.
Okay. That is all the trailers.
That's so sweet right now.
Wait.
Oh my god, babe.
There was no tongue. What was that?
There was barely any lips.
It was sweet.
There's no tongue.
Because it's...
You're not coming back to kiss me with tongue.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely not.
Do
you're
it.
Not. No, you're not.
No.
You're not. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Now I know where I'm getting from.
He's rolling you in
for suggesting that.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's not love.
I'm going to break out now. That was disgusting.
Rub semen on it. It's good for your skin.
It's exfoliating.
No, for real.
It's carbonating.
Google it.
No.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm going to keep off my search bar.
I'll Google it for you.
You know when you put your feet in ponds and those little fish exfoliate your skin?
Where did you read that all? Vince McMahon's text messages? No, Bukkake's great for you.
People used to bathe in feces.
Semen and sperm themselves contain vitamin B12 and vitamin C, two substances found in many skincare products, helping to rejuvenate the skin.
Yeah, it didn't need you to read it either. It wasn't that I didn't want to read it. It was that I didn't want it to be read.
Yeah. I can get those chemicals separate from semen.
The more you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little balls.
The more I know.
Cum.
Yeah. Yes. God. Many uses of cum.
Yeah, you just start collecting it in a jar. You slap it on when you need it.
No, I have these jars that I get from stores.
So you could pay for something that you naturally can excrete yourself. Whatever. I'm trying to fucking help you. Just trying to help
you called
Kyle.
Cement facial scrub.
Yeah, cement facial scrub.
I don't want to smell like I just came out of the pool constantly.
You wash your face after it dries, duh.
Not gonna help. You never get it all done.
Yeah, after it dries.
And you got rubber.
You go to smile. Yeah, you go to smile. You feel it crackling. You're like, ah.
We got time for that.
Yeah, and you know what though? If we're gonna run down this thing though, who are you getting as your, your promo person? Chris Pratt or Jenna Jameson?
Oh, what for my semen skincare?
Who's your commercial guy or girl? Chris, I think you're more Jenna Jameson. Probably would make that thing sell. But Chris Pratt is pretty now.
I'll tell you who you get. Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
She's boom. Speaking of that shit.
Done.
You play into the whole something about Mary gimmick. That's all the commercial is. Yeah. Bang and a boom.
By the way, Cameron Diaz, is she the most out of place person in Gangs of New York?
Yes. Yes, she is.
I did not understand the casting her at the time, like rewatching it. Yeah. Well, no, I've been watching. I've been trying to have Megan watch it and watch it by myself again.
You can't make her look like gutter trash. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The character's supposed to be real trashy.
Hello, how you doing there? I'm Cameron Diaz.
Sharon Bigora. What's his oldest Warren? Just want to pick these up.
Try another eye job.
Should we do reviews? Just jump over to reviews?
Yeah, yeah. Stop reviews. Babbling? Reviews sound great.
Okay. I keep getting these fucking commercials on my feed, my Facebook feed, for freeze-dried candy. The same, like, three companies trying to get me to buy their packages. I'm like, I want to try it. You've got me pegged, but I don't want to buy it online. So I did a quick search for freeze-dried candy near me, and lo and behold, there's one, like, 2 minutes away from where I go every day. So I stopped in there and purchased freeze-dried Milk Duds and freeze-dried Sour Skittles. And let me tell you, holy shit, if these things weren't so fucking expensive.
I've had freeze-dried Skittles.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, what's the Milk Duds like?
Now, it's one of the most odd experiences I've ever had, because the biggest problem with Milk Duds is the fact that you nearly pull your tooth out of your socket.
Sometimes. Is that a problem?
It's a bit of an issue.
I like chewing on those fuckers.
Eventually it gets tiresome. Nah. This is a 180.
Who doesn't love getting some lockjaw eating some fucking candy?
Yeah. The reason you have cavities is because you can't scrape away that nanometer of caramel that's just fused to your tooth now. But this stuff, like, you put it in your mouth, it looks like a cheese doodle with some chocolate on the outside. And it just, it vaporizes as soon as it hits your... Why does he want to have one? I don't get it.
It was just like, it was really fucking off-putting, the way it looked.
Sure, they look like critter eggs, but still.
Yeah, it looked like, I think it's because... you not changing as many shitty diapers as I have in my lifetime.
Recently.
Yeah.
I've changed a
lot. Right. But, like, it just kind of looked to me like a dried turd. There was zero fucking appeal. Ashley had one, and she didn't like it.
She's very picky.
Texturally, I think it just throws the game off. But yeah, I looked at it and I was just like, it just looks like a turd dried up in the sun. Like, I can't.
All of the flavors remain. Like, nothing changes about the flavor. No. It's just the texture of it. It turns into like cotton candy where it just...
I've had plenty of freeze-dried shit in my day. Like, we had a freeze dryer in culinary school. So, like, we were on the trend of freeze-drying shit way before it was cool.
I'd be doing everything.
But
yeah,
freeze-drying chicken. I'll give that shit a try.
Milk Dud, though.
Quite good. And you tried the Skittles.
Yeah, the Skittles were great.
Yeah.
They're great. They're weird because some of them are very crunchy.
Two different textures.
And some of them, they'll just... Uh-huh. It's like popcorn. Sometimes they blow up really light and fluffy, and sometimes they're a little more dense. The light and fluffy ones just almost fall apart in your mouth, but then that candy shell on the outside.
Yeah.
It's a bit crunchy. It's like you can actually bite into the kernel shell. So good. So good. Wave of the future. I hope we have to eat this all the rest of our lives. I can eat freeze-dried for the rest of my life.
Though, don't give it another year, and I'm sure that'll be some leading cause of cancer in your testicles or some shit. The process.
Eats away.
The process, you know, adds whatever.
Eats away at your throat. Tears away at your esophagus or something.
Yeah.
Some horrendousness. Okay, that was the food review this week. I've got a movie review and a game review as well. Just got back a couple hours ago from watching Dune Part 2.
Oh, did you now?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah, June 2nd. Just dropped over the weekend.
Oh, shit.
And?
Fucking epic.
Damn.
It's really interesting watching it, and I knew it would be, that they obviously weren't doing anything vaguely close to the 84 one. And not knowing anything about the book, I'm thinking, okay, there's some stuff that's going to stay, some stuff that's going to change. There's a lot of shit that changed completely. I can see why they're talking about a third one. But it was pretty great. It might be better than the last one, because the last one was a bit slow at times. A lot of setting up at the table. This one, you don't slow down much. Even exposition scenes got a bit of a pace to them. Walken looked a bit sad.
I heard he's the worst part.
He's not even the worst part. They just have nothing for him to do.
Well,
okay, he plays a character full of regret of what he has to do, what he knew he had to do. It's like, all right, cool. You don't really get much out of him. He doesn't elevate his anger at all. He doesn't emote that much. Florence Pugh's pretty good, but she doesn't have to do much. Fucking Austin Butler. He's hardcore.
That's what they're saying.
His vocal skills are incredible. Because he mimics Stellan Skarsgård in some ways that... I don't know if I would have picked up on it if I hadn't seen it beforehand.
Did you see the news bit? He was doing a presser. And they're like... He tells the story that he didn't tell anybody that he was going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so he does it on set and completely freaked the fuck out.
That would weird me out. That would be like seeing Bill Skarsgård do the eye thing as Pennywise.
Yeah.
Be the exact same.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say he's whimsical, but Chalamet fucking pulls it down.
See?
When he has to get angry.
He's pretty fucking whimsical.
He's magic.
Justin's thing, man. He's wayfish. Man, is he wayfish.
Sure.
He should be a pixie.
He is. He's a real magical creature. He's from the Fey realm.
Yeah, he's a puck or something. Zendaya's great, too. Their relationship is the biggest question mark, because there's a lot of what they did. It makes you realize just how much they condensed down for that 84 one. Holy shit. Their relationship was nothing in that. It's like, hey, I don't trust you, kind of. You're cute. You want a kiss? I love you forever. That is really it. It takes like 10 minutes for them to fall in love. There's so much shit going on. And this one, it's seeing them fall in love and seeing him make decisions that she questions. See, the religious angle in this thing is what I appreciated the most. Because she's pretty much an atheist. She just wants to help her people. And the other dude, played by Javier Bardem, is such a fanatic. And there's moments in this thing where, like, Paul will be trying to talk them out of shit, and they're doing that classic, he's so humble because he's the one. Only the one would be humble like this. Everything they see, they convert into some kind of sign. So that's a pretty great little subplot that I'm guessing is a part of the overall. The whole, his mom controlling shit and the Bene Jesuits, and she trying to get one over on the rest of the Bene Jesuits, it's really deep and layered and pretty friggin' great. Everyone should check it out.
Plan on watching it when we can.
Everyone will eventually, yeah. The other thing that not everybody else will probably have the time or interest in doing is Shame. There's another excess of credit in my PlayStation account, and every motherfucker out there was talking about Helldivers 2. So, I got it. And there's a good reason everyone was talking about Helldivers 2. The fucking game is great. It's basically 50% Starship Troopers, 50% The Terminator, depending on who you want to get killed by.
Huh.
It's a giant experience. There's about half a million people playing it right now, at least. This thing got so popular so quick that they crashed over the first couple weeks, but actually got their shit together. Every planet has a percentage that you have to try and take back over as a group. There was 10,000 people fighting on the same planet that I was on last night. Apparently there's a dungeon master controlling the flow of the battle over this entire massive galactic war. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun fucking gameplay. So, like, just gritty and, like, kind of... The description one of the reviews gave where it was chunky, and it's true. Like, you take bits and pieces off these arachnids. You slowly work down these Terminator-looking things with, like, energy sides for arms. You have to work through it, and all of it's simple but strategic at the same time. Such a fucking great ride. I definitely... If you've heard about it and you're unsure about it, give it a... For $40. Only $40 is one of the best games of the year. And you get a bunch of shit in there, and, like, the War Bond, which is, like, the battle pass that every fucking game has now, the free one gives you better shit than the other one does, the one you have to pay for. They're doing a lot of smart stuff to not fuck over the gamer.
That's good.
Yeah. They're gonna be... They might be game of the year on a $40 game. Most death. Give that system check out. Anybody have any reviews? Anything to reviews from yous?
Justin, I don't.
Oh.
Go ahead, Vin.
I started watching Shogun.
Yo, me too.
Ooh.
I was thinking if I could probably go back to any era, I would be in feudal Japan as myself. I feel like I'd fit in. It's like pretty, a fitting Shogun.
Pretty gaijin, Vin.
Megan hasn't looked the guy up yet, but the English dude. Tom Hardy light, yes or no?
Eh.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorta. He was in some other movie where he gets like some sort of like computer chip in his brain or some shit. I forget what it was called, but I remember that was like that's Tom Hardy light right there. Looks just like Tom Hardy. Anyway, show's good. And yeah. Megan would love it.
Show's really good. Show's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I would totally rock the fuck out of a kimono. I'm going to buy one.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It
looks
it's like
live action Ghost of Tsushima. Which
yeah,
is
it's a very visually pleasing
yeah.
show.
I think it's based on a book.
I think so.
This is the second miniseries because there was one in the 70s that apparently
yeah.
was pretty great too.
I also saw for the first time ever Office Space.
Wait.
What?
You've never saw Office
what?
Space?
Never seen it.
Huh.
And yeah.
It's fine.
I was expecting otherwise.
You know what? I feel like it's one of those things that has been probably built up for so long. That it underwhelmed you when you finally saw it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's real life for me, Office Space.
Yeah, I can see
the guy with the stapler? No, I'm more the core three.
Are you, you're Michael
you are
Bolton?
Absolutely Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton, yeah.
I kind of see
Mike,
him as
Mike.
Samir not gonna be here anymore.
Not gonna work here anymore. But we it's like the sections of IT are it's just the scenario, like our work events we were talking about, it's like the cake scene, passing around the cake and the guy who just sits there and nods. That's it's real life. You know, a lot of the time I feel like the guy who says, I talk to the customers so the engineers don't have to.
I got people skills.
I feel like that guy a lot of the time at work.
I can absolutely see Joe saying to Justin, you're a very, very bad man. I guess you had to be there when it first came out.
I think it is a thing. Yeah. A thing of the time.
I get it. I mean, it kind of was like starting to kickstart that when everyone's like, wait, 40 hours a week until I retire? That is crazy. Like, it kind of kickstarted. What was that, 92 that movie came out?
92, 93, yeah.
Yeah.
Office Space?
Yeah. No, it was like 90...
No, it was like 99.
Six?
No, it was...
99. Yeah, 99.
It was 99.
Damn, I'm good 99? At this game.
Yeah. I was thinking like
I had
92 97, 98. Grand.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine.
Right before King of the Hill came out.
Yeah.
You're still riding Beavis and Butthead.
I do that thing in my head where I think that 2000 is still relatively close to what year it is now.
It's not even 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
No.
Closing on 25 years ago. I still think 20 years ago was the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm like, are you sure it's not 92, 93? No, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's based upon when, like, you got out of high school and become an adult. That's all. 20 years ago when I was, like, a kid? No, 20 years ago when I was just starting to drink alcohol legally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the reviews.
That's all.
I got a fucking review, sir.
You have a review?
But real quick, I want to give a shout out. Watched La Bamba last night again. Like, it's been a while. I haven't seen it probably in like 15 years. It's such a good fucking movie.
It is a good movie.
It's good.
Take your word for it.
Have you never seen La Bamba?
Alright. Somebody just said they haven't seen fucking Office Space. Okay, let's pump the brakes. They're not exactly the same. It's that movie.
I mean, that's a classic fucking movie.
And the Buddy Holly story, they're not the most historically accurate, but they're good movies.
Good movies.
I can see why not for Kyle. It came out before he was born, or like right around when he was born.
Here we go. who's the main character in that?
Richie Valens.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
It is Lou Diamond? Okay. I'm picturing the cover in my head, and that's the face that was there, but I was like, I don't think that makes sense.
A young Lou Diamond Phillips and a
connecting the dots in my brain that didn't make sense.
And a Joe Pantoliano that doesn't look like he's aged since then.
You're totally right on that.
Yeah. My big review here. I took the fucking bullet for the group, and I watched watched Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
That was a very big, important review.
I'm sorry.
You all owe me.
You didn't have to do it. We
had to do it to maintain the integrity of Nerdities, watching all the big superhero films, and I watched it. And I can say...
It's not good.
If Jason Momoa wasn't playing Zach Levi's Shazam, the movie wouldn't have been half as bad. It still would have been bad. But, like, I'm almost convinced that Momoa got to set and was like, who gives a shit about what we do anyway? And just goes completely wacky shits.
You think his first day speech was, all right, who wants to have fun? Who wants to have some fucking fun?
That's all it was. Everybody else in that movie is trying to seriously act and do the character they're doing. And Momoa is just Momoa. Forget any bit of Arthur Curry you liked from all the other stuff in the DCEU. Because you're not getting it.
No.
He's a bit grim, right? He's a bit grizzled.
Through, even in the first Aquaman.
He was testy.
Nope.
Reminds me of
that aside.
Night at the Roxbury, when they're like, do you take this woman? And Steve goes, my dad already paid the caterer. He got his check already, and he showed up, and he was just like, we're canceled.
What's up?
I'm Aquaman, yeah.
That's it.
I'm here.
That's it. Everybody else was acting, and Momoa was not acting. He was fucking Hank 10, bruh.
That's how I feel about him in, like, most of the roles he's in that isn't Khal Drogo.
No, see, that's just it, though. He's fine in other movies. Even when he was in Fast X, when he's playing super flamboyant bad guy, he was still doing a character, right?
He was Samoan Joker. Momoa.
Right. This is every time you've seen Jason Momoa do something where it's like Jason Momoa being Jason Momoa. That's it. He was like, I don't need a script. I'm not acting. I just hung out with whoever he's in scenes with is what it felt like. There was a movie, and then there was everything that Jason Momoa did in the movie.
Was it the same director?
Yeah. Yeah.
good old James
Wan. I thought they loved that guy.
Sure, but if that's the end of the fucking universe, I'm sure he was just like, yeah do whatever, man.
It was James Bond about Strike Back, like, oh, so Gus, what are we doing? Is he
just counting
his check?
I guarantee you, Momoa was on one microphone going, who wants to have fun? And Juan was standing next to him like Flavor fucking Flav. I want to have fun!
So, like, remember the South Park episode they did right after 9/11? Where, like, it's serious, and then all of a sudden, Cartman turns into Bugs Bunny. And just, it completely is nonsense, right? That's this from the word go. And there's about 100 piss jokes.
So, I
watched the opening.
Black Manta's got poopy pants.
Black Manta was acting. He was being a character.
Well, it is Yaya.
Yaya is a man, right? He's just like, I'm here. And then, what's his face from the Conjuring franchise? Patrick Wilson. Still playing Orm, right? For the total of 2 minutes and 25 seconds that Mira's in the movie, you know, she was still acting. Even the baby was being a better actor than Jason Momoa.
A CGI baby.
And they almost murdered the baby.
That's kind of the point of it, right? Like, Black man is coming for your family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then the fucking Groot monster that's causing all the chaos and needs to heat up the world so he can be free. He looked like Groot fucked the bad Decepticon from Transformers 2.
Yeah, it was definitely hate-fucking.
Oh, it was hate-fucking.
This sounds like Aquaman Ferngully.
Yeah, it was kind of Aquaman Ferngully.
Were you audibly hate-watching?
Oh, yeah.
Or were you trying to pay attention? Or did, like, you get to a certain point where you're like, oh, this isn't a movie. This is just something they made.
This is how you know it was bad.
Experience.
So you know it's bad. Ashley goes, it's not a bad movie, but, and my wife watches terrible movies.
I've seen.
Yeah. She's like, but, there's problems. This is the woman that likes Batman and Robin. Okay. So.
Wait, okay, before you finish, Batman and Robin or Aquaman 2, which is better?
In her opinion or my opinion?
No,
yours.
In my opinion? Batman and Robin.
Wow. Ooh, it's that bad.
You know why?
Possible.
Because everybody's still playing a fucking character in that movie.
Okay.
True that.
Some criteria.
True that, though.
Yeah. So,
that's crazy.
Like, Batman and Robin's like the numero uno of worst superhero movies.
No, it's not.
It's not anymore, Joe.
It's a official. Watermark it's low. For superhero movies. Okay, wait. This or The Flash?
The Flash?
No. Yeah. What? Oh, the Michael Keaton, right? The Michael Keaton parts?
Yeah. And I didn't even like the Michael Keaton parts. But I'm just saying, if Jason came to set to play, the movie would be better. Like, play a character, not just be himself.
The muscle suit bit that came up online is kind of what tears it for me. Like, he didn't even really work out. He didn't get in shape. Why they won? That's why Marvel won, bro. Like, guys weren't as committed.
Trust me, muscle suits and people actually working out is not the reason Marvel won. Marvel won because they told stories that were cohesive and they had people playing characters.
It's indicative to the level of commitment, I'd say. Yeah. All around.
Well, and you had RDJ, who's Oscar-worthy actor, kind of leading the charge. Chris Evans, probably going to win one someday.
I mean, I'll give it this. It deserves the Transformers 2 treatment. If you take the twins out of Transformers 2, it's a half-decent Transformers movie. If you take Jason Momoa's Aquaman out of Aquaman 2, it's a half-decent movie about people who live underwater.
How many Transformers are there now? Like seven?
Total?
Yeah.
Something like that.
There's two or three Shias, a Marky Mark.
Two Marky Marks.
Yeah. Two Marky Marks.
Three Shias. Five on that
universe.
Yeah, three Shias, two Marky Marks, and now two of the other ones.
Yeah. Bumble. Oh, shit. Animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bumblebee and
so then, you're at seven.
The newest, okay. The newest two are the best two Transformers movies they've ever made.
So, is it worse than Last Night? Is that last Transformers movie of the Michael Bay series?
No, that movie still sucks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Would Michael Bay have improved Aquaman 2?
Potentially.
Underwater explosions.
Again, it's not James Wan's problem. It's not the story's problem. It's just... when you have Jason Momoa acting like a drunk frat boy all the time, and he's just like, oh no, and you know this is how he feels in real life, because the entire movie the character's like, I don't even want to fucking be king. Like he says it like six times. I don't want to be here.
I don't even want to be Aquaman anymore.
Now I get to ride a fucking seahorse. Yeah. Oh, here's another scene of me fucking shotgunning a beer. Yeah, okay. Whatever you want, Jason.
Yeah, called Arthur Curry. Alright, that's a good review. It's a heartfelt review.
You're fucking welcome.
Yeah. And it was a big...
Yeah. I only got a couple of news bits. A small handful. This week's PS Plus games are Sifu. This looks fucking awesome. I already have it downloaded. I want to check it out. It's a martial arts game where every time you die, you age up. So you have to try and beat it within a certain time period. And I hear it's tricky. F1 Racing, in case you like F1 Racing, Hello Neighbor, which is a stealth-based game, and the DLC for Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, which Destiny 2 is free-to-play. I don't know if everybody knows that now. Whilst still in the Mega Hobby Bukkake Game Taimu realm, EA has confirmed 670 more layoffs from many studios, and the cancellation of that rumored Mandalorian game that everyone was so happy about last week. That's right. We brought that shit up last week, and it's already gone. Because the world fucking sucks. It doesn't suck so much that once he's done with all of Dune, and it was just announced today that they'll most likely greenlight Dune Messiah, Denis Villeneuve would like to work on a Batman Beyond movie similar to Blade Runner.
Okay. That would be awesome.
Can't think of a better thing to happen to the world.
Fuck yeah.
Besides fucking peace in the Middle East and a Denis Villeneuve Batman Beyond movie.
It's just the Fry meme. Just take my money.
Give me two tickets and sing.
Does that mean we'll get Timothy Chalamet as fucking
Terry
McGinnis?
I wouldn't hate this.
Ooh. I
don't hate that either.
Dude, you're fingering me. I like that.
Yeah.
Who's Bruce?
Who cares? Clint Eastwood.
I think he'd be a bit grisly. 98. You know who you would pick? Brolin.
Yeah, I was about to say Brolin.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
I'd be down with Brolin.
Yeah.
Brolin, or I'd be okay with
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. I wouldn't be against Liam Neeson. Uh-huh. Bro, he'd be incredible.
All that's good.
He just does his Hannibal Smith voice, because his American voice isn't great. He's like Idris Elba. Yeah, there's a fucking list, though. I want this. Taste it.
Yeah.
Do they end it with Return of the Joker? If they make a trilogy? Because you can't open up with the Return of the Joker.
If he would adapt that, if that's the final of a trilogy from Denis Villeneuve... DC would just win back so much cred in my book.
The flashback scene when Tim Drake kills the Joker in live action would be amazing.
That's like one of the darkest DC moments like of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a hardcore movie. Just to see Denis Villeneuve's version of Gotham.
Yeah, yeah.
You thought Burton's looked crazy? His is going to be so Art Deco. Futuristic.
Is it the Blade Runner guy you said?
Yeah, it's the dude who made 2049, Arrival. shit, because everything he's made has been great.
Yeah, I'm down. Do it.
This needs to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interlink it. Warner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Within cells. Within cells.
Warner Brothers Discovery, do this. If you want to make a good DC movie, do this. James Gunn, listen to us.
Whilst we're on the topic of James Gunn, Superman Legacy is just now Superman. And I don't kind of love that.
I'm fine with it.
I understand if the story has changed from something that's about a legacy theme, but then find another secondary name, I think.
I'd like...
What if...
I mean, I like them...
They went the Superman...
Stop it.
No?
Stop it now.
No, because...
Makes it different.
No.
Stop.
They call it The Superman, and it's just bright lights everywhere. You can't see the screen because it's so bright.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Justin. What were you saying? Did you lose your thought?
Probably.
Was it good? I think it was good.
Oh, I was saying that I'm happy they dropped Legacy off of it. Since it's supposed to be, like, only, like, year two Superman?
Like, Superman, last son of Krypton? You know, something like that.
That's too long of a fucking name.
Man of Tomorrow. Maybe just go with Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not against it just being Superman.
Son of Jor-El. That'd be a good name.
Spectacular Superman.
All-Star Superman.
They just call it Kingdom Come Superman, because...
Well, that's a whole other story. That's
Clark Kent's rise.
Power. Tenacious D does the theme.
I mean, the symbol looks tight. It's very Action Comics.
Yeah.
It's very Kingdom Come, actually. It doesn't have much, like, flair to the edges the way the Donner one did.
That's what I'm saying, though. That design from Kingdom Come comes from his early runs in Action Comics.
And the blue definitely looks lighter than, you know, what we got with Snyder.
Oh, I saw That's side good. By side. Couldn't be more night and day.
That's intentional.
But, yeah, I have a feeling within the next, like, week or so, we're going to get a full...
Someone's going to spy a picture of him.
Yeah, sure. We're going to get a fall.
That's all the news I've got.
All right. House of Dragons Season 2 drops in June. So there, I can go back.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Go back to hate watching that show that has no good guy in it.
Yeah.
I still have not even started that show. I can't believe it.
You're fine.
For how much I love the original show...
Because
watch
of how,
the
because
last
of, listen,
two episodes.
Because of how much you love the original show, you can watch the first two episodes of the season, and then, like Vinny said, the last two episodes of the season.
Yeah, good point.
Great story.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
The middle is the epitome of fluff.
It's
you
not.
You don't even need it.
It's not. Well, but, like, because you don't...
Not that kind of fluff.
No. Nah. Because you don't connect with any fucking character, you could save yourself the going through the all, because all you'll do the entire time is like what Ashley and I did and be like, oh, that's supposed to be this story so and so from the good version of this show.
yeah.
Great.
The Wonka Experience took place in Glasgow.
You didn't save this for the
last
end.
Week. I
this
didn't,
wasn't your D.
I did not save this for D, only because it has spun another story out of it. So, parents ended up calling the cops because this thing was so shitty, right? They promised this big Wonka experience and this candy shit, and it was just like, it was a very empty, like, warehouse. Barely anything going on. A made-up story with a villain they made up called The Unknown.
They used an AI-generated picture that was so fucking obvious. You had to know going in. It's not going to live up to that. That's bad enough.
Bad enough. That whole...
then, I have seen haunted hayrides with better production value. Literally, I've been on ones that are like, wow, they put some time into this shit. They created a story.
Not so much here, except for this new villain, right? And, of course, someone took it upon themselves to now take this made-up character that's not bound by any legal restraints, and they're making a horror movie based on The Unknown.
A Wonka horror movie? Or just a horror movie?
I guess it's going to be a Wonka horror movie based on this character. But I don't think they can use Wonka. So they'll have to make it about another...
Whatever. Sanka, Blood and Sugar?
Whatever. Or they do it that... They take this incident that happened with this whole fucked up thing and they turn it into a horror movie with this character.
So it's just a warehouse?
Yes. Just like a warehouse.
Instead of a factory?
The bait and switch
yeah.
on some kind of classic fairy tale, and then the unknown starts taking people out.
Yeah, the first victim is this fat piggy named Augustus who just can't stop eating chocolate.
Five Nights at Arby's.
Yeah, he's sitting there bent over, his ass cracks hanging out, just shoveling chocolate in his face. And this thing comes lurking around like a banshee.
Lurking like a banshee is a great rap title.
Dakota Johnson says she'll never do anything like Madam Web again. Quote,
sure.
It's so hard to get movies made, and in these big movies that get made... And it's even starting to happen with the little ones, which is what's really freaking me out. Decisions are being made by committees, and art does not do well when it's made by committee. End quote.
Well, that's true. Gotta agree with that.
I mean, that's a fine theory to throw out there. Or, hear me out, Dakota Johnson's just a shit actress.
Both can be true. I have seen her act in things and do well. I think she's one of those people who needs the right script and the right director, and like everything needs to be working perfectly for her to give a good performance. She doesn't seem very versatile.
What have you seen her in that you thought she was good in?
Pretty sure I've seen something.
Bad Times at El Royale.
Yeah. I don't remember any bad performances in that, so obviously she was pretty good.
She had a bit part in the Jump Street films.
Yeah, she was okay in that scene.
But she didn't have... Yeah, it was a scene. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm looking through her IMDb now, and there's zero things where she is the main attraction that I can consider has been a good movie. She reminds me of Kristen Stewart with less talent.
That's not even fair. I would argue that statement doesn't even make sense.
Kristen Stewart's actually an okay actress when she's not playing that horrendous fucking character.
Exactly.
She was actually pretty good in Crimes of the Future. She played, like, she was not herself, obviously. I've seen her in interviews.
She was great in Catch That Kid.
What happened?
She was great in Catch That Kid. It's a Disney movie.
I think I've actually seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen Twilight?
Unfortunately, a million times.
Dude.
Did you not hear me earlier when I said my wife watches a lot of shitty movies?
It's true. Well, no, dude. Twilight's so good.
The only thing good about Twilight is the last hour of the last movie.
Well, because... What happens is Edward,
yes, it is.
He ascends like to the next plane of existence, and he becomes Batman.
If you've gone through the torture of all those movies, and you get to that last movie, and that shit happens, you're like, what the fuck?
Dude, fuck that ending.
No, I love that ending.
That is such a stupid ending. Fuck that ending.
Love it.
Don't even know how it ends.
We can spoil it for you.
Lay it on me.
There's a giant fucking superpowered vampire battle.
Like, obviously.
Vampires with extra powers. Of course. And werewolves. And there's this fucking massive fight, and like people are dying left and right. And then the fucking main bad guy, they rip his fucking head off, right?
That's how you kill him.
Yo, they fucking kill him. But
that's how you would kill him, right? You would kill him that way. If like if you had a massive battle that had ramifications, you would kill him that way, wouldn't you?
But then it pulls back and you come out of the dude's eyeball and you realize that the one goth sister was just in his head the whole time being like, this is what's going to fucking happen if you don't watch your mouth. And you're like, oh, they just played me. But bravo, because this is the most exciting thing that's happened in the last 10 to 12 hours of this fucking series.
The only thing with any weight in the whole damn series. And they're like, nope, it was a dream. It was a premonition. It was a nasty, vile, ass-kicking moment that didn't really happen.
So then it just kind of ends?
No. There's like a fucking epilogue and shit.
Well, and then Edward comes out and he goes, I'm vengeance.
No, he's not. He's actually like, I'm cucked.
I'm uncucked?
Not only did... Is Jacob still hanging out with my wife, but he's also fucking my supernatural daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2-year-old daughter who now looks 25.
Yes. So, fuck me, right?
How long was he alive for? 2,000 years or some shit? I guess, you know, it's just a whole...
2,000 years just
so to get cucked. So you either die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become a cuck? Is that the...
Yes.
I think so.
That new.
Yep.
You know where the movie lost me? It was pretty quick. I remember my brother's girlfriend at the time. She's like, "Oh, they're books. They're great books." When he like goes off in the sunlight and he does the "Don't look at me, I'm hideous."
Yeah.
And like he sparkles and I'm like, "Oh, this is stupid.
This is just shit."
This is not good.
Yeah.
And the woman was covered as a great writer. Weird. We should make something. And just use her pen name.
All right. We still got a whole nother show to record. So we're gonna stop the Twilight talk.
Sorry.
Back to your Madam Web thing. Sony, stop doing Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man. There you go.
Covered that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Or don't do them with weak-ass characters or actresses either, because the one other chick, she said toxic fans are why it sucked. Maybe you, like Justin said, maybe you suck.
There's just the story sucks, and it didn't need to be made, and it doesn't make any sense. So there you go.
You got your check, shut up.
That's your fucking problem.
Move on.
Yeah, laugh yourself to the bank. Cry yourself to sleep in your big pile of money, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Leave me in the trenches taking grenades.
Dakota. Wear your cashmere and get the hell out of here. Go to your sex orgy parties.
So, I found the next thing that Republicans are going to try to cancel, because it was filmed in the wild, two male whales boning.
Nice.
Sweet.
Apparently whales engage in same-sex sexual activities a lot, and so now I'm sure there's going to be some kind of legislation to kill all the whales because they're gay.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
I learned that from Chuck and Larry.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why.
Because the daughter says that when she's being questioned in court.
Yeah. Go ahead, Counselor.
No, she just names like a bunch of different shit. Like she says like bottlenose dolphins and shit like that too.
That I knew.
Yeah, I knew about dolphins. Knew about the dolphins.
All different kinds of...
So
I thought that Brendan Fraser movie Whale, that's what it was about.
Time for food news.
Wait, before you go to food news, I got one last rumor.
What?
Last rumor. Henry Cavill was cast as an undisclosed MCU character. Are you familiar with this? Have you seen this? Have you heard this?
Yeah, we talked about it actually, like several times.
Today?
No, on the podcast before.
Okay, you can move past it.
All right, cool. Dove Chocolates has a Dove Silky Smooth Promises Milk Chocolate Tiramisu Caramel hitting store shelves.
Whoa.
Icebreakers Gum and Icebreakers Mint will have a golden pineapple flavor limited edition dropping this spring, which any time now, I guess, because, right? Daylight savings is fucking...
Sunday.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna lose an hour.
God damn it, dude. Forward.
Why don't they do it on fucking Saturday?
Why don't they not do it?
That
Why don't they do it?
I'm with Mike.
I would
Farmers know what they're doing.
But, like, if we have to do it, why not give people, like, the entire weekend to acclimate?
Well, if you're Arizona, Arizona doesn't do it.
Yeah, well, we're not. Next up, Gatorade water. It's a thing. Get your electrolytes.
Rain filtered.
Just get your electrolytes in water.
Just like water?
Yeah, it's water.
Is it, like, lightly flavored?
No.
Like Gatorade?
No.
It's just water.
Just water. With electrolytes.
Just water.
It's just water with electrolytes. Like smart water.
Like water. Like water's got
like
electrolytes.
Like Rondo.
There's, you know, it's whatever kind of bullshit they try to feed you on, yeah. Do you...
What plants need.
Do you disagree with Gatorade putting out water?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
Why?
Because Gatorade doesn't need to put out water. Gatorade puts out Gatorade. The company that owns Gatorade, I guarantee you, puts out water. So they don't need to slap the new Gatorade onto something else just to confuse the market even more. Fucking stupid.
Why is it confusing? I don't think it's confusing.
Because you're going to pick up Gatorade water and instinctively think it's slightly flavored and then start drinking and be like, why
I mean,
is my water
it says
water
on it that it's
Gatorade.
Unflavored in big bold letters. It says unflavored.
Won't matter.
So if you
then
pick
why make it Gatorade?
Well, then it's on you.
Why make it Gatorade?
Then it's
Gatorade
on you for being fucking illiterate.
Pepsi.
Nestle's? Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
They have water.
Yeah.
All right. Utz Mixed Mini Pretzels is dropping a Mike's Hot Honey flavor because everything has to be hot honey flavored.
So
whoa.
Townhouse flip sides, they're the half cracker, half pretzel that Townhouse puts out. Those are fucking good, by the way.
I do enjoy them.
They're doing a house seasoned, whatever, I guess, like a seasoned salt. That sounds good.
Okay.
Did we say what? It is just like some kind of seasoning?
It just says savory spice blend.
Savory. Mm.
Chef Boyardee is growing up. It's going to be Chef Manardee because now you can get it in a frozen prepare yourself meal kit. So it's a little upgraded from the can.
That pisses me off.
It did.
How are you going to make that not ecto cooler for adults?
Thank you.
Well, Vinny, if you want to learn how to make Ecto Cooler for adults, check out an upcoming episode of Nerd ETs because that's exactly what I fucking do.
Oh, whoa, weird plug. Almost as if I knew that.
It was good.
Kind of night and day, like, oh man, you guys can make that. You make jumbo jets, but you couldn't make like a jet ski? Come on, guys.
What about jumbo jet ski?
Another week, another Oreo flavor, Oreo Thins Tiramisu, drops today, actually.
Let's leave now.
Cheez-It Puffed Cheese Pizza flavor. Have you guys had the Cheez-It Puffs?
No.
Pretty good.
No.
Pretty
I don't
good.
Think so. I might have had them at your house.
Probably did. Bubbly's got two new flavors, a strawberry sunset, which is strawberry kiwi pineapple, and a Bellini Bliss, which is peach pineapple mango. No matter what, it's still going to taste like you're licking a television.
Ew.
I don't make the rules.
From behind.
Yeah. Haribo is dropping a new gummy. Haribo Unicorn-licious. Unicorn gummies in six flavors. Cotton candy, apple, tangerine, banana, blue raspberry, and berry punch.
Like
banana
juices.
I know, banana's intriguing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very intriguing in gummy form.
Now, this is a mix in bag, or these will each get their own bag?
No, mixed bag.
Okay, I can live with some of those.
Yeah, might have to try that.
And the last bit of food news I have is the IHOP pancake of the month for March is Girl Scouts Thin Mint.
Fuck, I would have that. Oh. If they would just wash a pancake, a chocolate pancake.
They're green. They are a green pancake, so take that. Means you're probably going to be shitting different shades of green.
Yeah.
50 shades of green.
It's probably also close to like 2 days worth of calories in one stack of pancakes, because besides them being green, mint flavored, and having chocolate chips, there is the obligatory cream of some sort on top, and then whipped cream on top of that.
Oh, God.
Semen, right? Because it's got vitamin D in it.
It might be semen. It might be semen if there's vitamins in it.
Semen, white chocolate, what's the difference?
Oh, I've been at IHOP in years.
One tastes better, and it's not white chocolate.
Right here. Anybody have any douches?
I have nothing else.
I've got one nerd. Anybody else has nerds?
No.
I want to give love out to Nicholas Holt, who will be playing Lex Luthor, who was on the... I'm going to call him the previous Lex Luthers.
Oh, yeah, he was on Rosenbaum's podcast.
Yeah, Inside of You. And he good said show. His inspirations. Yeah, I listened to a few of them. Rosenbaum's a really good host.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a good host.
Yeah.
Yeah, his inspirations for his version of Lex are going to be a specific line from All-Star Superman, where Lex talks about how he has to maintain his physique and isn't just given to him by being an alien. And also specifically Rosenbaum's take on Lex Luthor.
Nice.
So he pulled out a couple of really great references.
I am the villain in this story.
If only best he said Clancy. Book. If only he said Clancy Brown's name, it would have been a trifecta.
Yeah.
But I think he knows who that is. I think I can't help but think he's going to pull a bit of that performance in there too.
Sure.
Really looking forward to this more and more each week. Kyle.
No, nothing I didn't say, huh?
No. Well, we can just look up more food. We can look up more food if you want to.
No, I tried.
I'm pretty good.
I could jump around to a bunch of things.
We had the obligatory Oreos talk. So I'm surprised there wasn't like more Dorito-related stuff.
There's a light week but on everything.
You got Gatorade in there, which is, you know, that was a curveball.
And semen.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're done.
I can talk about my gas. I've been farting a whole lot, and like to the point where I can't sleep. Like I just keep waking myself up for like super loud farts.
We're not the
I
person.
I think you're keeping Megan up.
We're not the
but
person.
I'm not.
We can't help with that. Yeah. I don't think at all.
Yeah.
Bino, well, maybe Bino.
Yeah.
I think Bino
might help. Bino might help.
Bino now, you won't.
Bino
shoot yourself
after.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to share.
Alright, then Kyle, I guess do your thing.
I appreciate that. Alright, as always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on facebook.com/nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @nerdities. Email us at nerdities@gmail.com and check out nerdities.com.
While you're there, fuck yourself. And then head on over to nerdities.myspreadshop.com. Buy the t-shirts, the hoodies. And then go to sinfulcreationsbyjustin.com, CINNFUL, creationsbyjustin.com. Get some sweet treats for you. The zombie drunk rabbit of March menu is up to celebrate St. Patrick's and Easter. Like our Guinness chocolate Irish whiskey caramel brownies. Yeah, get yourself some. Pravdo.
Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/nerdities. Just pummel that subscribe button and drop kick that bell to get notified when new content is coming, because a whole lot of new content is coming, including the already spoken Nerd ETs, our cooking show. We have the final installment of the Joe trilogy entitled The Justice League. We have some shorts, and we have a feature film in the works. If you want to give us a budget for any of this stuff, because we like money and we need money to do these things, write to us at nerdies@gmail.com. Remember, we'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and or product.
Okay, all bases covered. The opinions of the Nerdies agree. Idiotic and poor at the top, but don't worry, next week's will be far more insulting. This is the part where we say fuck bye.
Fuck bye.
That's a good ending.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.